Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we're going to go straight to our talking text line. An old buddy of mine, Ernest Harvey Jr. Turk from Camp Moolah out in Gray or in the Houma area. People know Turk there. And Turk, I thought about you right off the bat yesterday when I saw the news that Jalen Lucas of Terrebonne High School, you finished up because of Ida at Edna Carr. Was transferring in the transfer portal to Tulane University. But I know you remember this. First time Julie Boudwin tells me about J-Luke, okay? She was like, Mike, you got to go see him. You got to go see him, and he works out with Turk. So me and Coach Rod show up one day and in the workout, and, man, we were talking. I said, Turk, which one's J-Luke? And I'd seen him on television with Stan Gravois, but, man, I never met him in person. And you said, that guy right there. And I was like, Turk, man, you're trying to clown me. Man, that little dude, there's no way. But, man, J-Luke, in my opinion, he's the most electrifying football player I have ever seen on the Bayou. So I'll get your thoughts on that and what Tulane is getting with Jalen Lucas.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm Coach Turk. I'm in Thibodeau area, of course. But you know, J-Luke is a very special kid, man. As far as the football field, I nicknamed him the World's Dangerous Man just because I feel like he's just that good. Real quick. Just giving the ball, rather is in space or he's hitting tiny holes, he's dangerous. And he's going to add another dynamic to the kick return game and the punt return game, too. So he's a guy that can play the backfield, and then he can come out the backfield and get to the slot and play receiver and get the mismatches against the linebackers because he's a real good route runner. I think he did that all throughout high school to polish up and be ready for those situations. So I think all around the board, Tulane getting a real good kid, first and things and foremost. Come from a great family. And another thing, he's a great football player that's ready to produce. He's not a guy that you're going to have to wait around for. He's ready right now. Put him in the game, and he'll make a play for sure.
I remember one game for Terrebonne. I think they had 56 snaps, and either he ran it or he threw it 55 of the 56 snaps. I mean, and if you see him, you say, how that little guy can make all those big plays, but he is electrifying. And I think what you brought up, the punt kick return game, I think is where he's going to make a very quick impact for Will Hall in the Green Wave.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a game changer. I think, honestly, I think you should just give him the ball as much as possible, rather it's in a screen game, rather it's in the handoff game, whatever it is. Give him the ball and give him opportunity. Something special will happen. He's just that type of kid.
One of the things, and maybe you can refresh my memory, because I remember getting a phone call from Willie Fritz about him. Didn't he commit early to Tulane, and then he decided to go to sign with Indiana instead? But I remember Coach Fritz calling me about J-Luke.
Yeah, he definitely was committed to Tulane. That was the first thing he did. Tulane was one of the first offers he had, so that would make this move feel even more normal. You know, of course, he had a lot of things on the table, but he just felt like Tulane was the love. And, you know, God don't make mistakes. It came back around for him to play at Tulane, so he took advantage of it.
One of the things, too, is somebody just texted me this, so I'm going to ask you about it. Were you at the Lakers-Pelicans game last night? Wait a minute, because I know you're a Clippers fan. Man, what you doing pulling for the Lakers? Come on now.
Oh, yeah, man. Me and Amik, we had a good time. We went and watched LeBron. Me and him, big-time LeBron fans. So we went there and enjoyed each other, enjoyed watching LeBron.
Yeah, boy, look, LeBron still got something left in the tank, huh?
Oh, he got a lot left, man. He got a lot. But I know we had to catch him because we don't know how much he got left. We don't know how long he will be doing it.
That's another great success story that Amik is also somebody that worked out with you. And, okay, Amik's not the biggest guy in the world. But, man, you talk about one tough guy and maybe the most instinctive player that I can remember from, you know, from our area of the country and Terrebonne Lafourche. And that, man, he is a magnet to the football. He's going to get beat by bigger receivers. Okay, there's nothing they can do about the fact where he's 5 foot eight and a half or whatever, somewhere in that range. But, man, you talk about a tough guy. And he's really extended his career so well, leaving the Raiders and going to Detroit.
Yeah, I love him in Detroit, honestly. Of course, he's going through free agency right now, but my hopes and thoughts are I hope he stay in Detroit because I feel like Detroit has gave him the opportunity to become the football player and the man he is. He plays a lot. He get a lot of plays. He's learning a lot under Dan Campbell. Of course, they got a new defensive coordinator, but they believe in him out there. So I think it's a good situation in Detroit. Of course, like I said about J. Luke, God don't make mistakes. So wherever he lands, it's going to be a blessing. But just my thoughts, I would like to see him stay with the Lions.
Turk, one of the things I'll talk to you about is Mason Smith because Coach Jenkins.
Playing good football.
Yeah, Pete Jenkins sent me this. He said, Mike, Jacksonville this year allowed a franchise low 85.6 yards rushing per game. And the Jaguars are only the third team since 2000 to not allow a 75-yard rusher in a single game in an entire season.
And, you know, Mikey Turk, I have a question for y'all. It seems like he's been a better pro than he was at LSU.
You're exactly right.
I agree.
100%. 100%. Sure, I was just about to say that. Mason Smith is a kid that, you know, a lot of people felt like he didn't produce on the field at LSU like they expected, but he fell into a great situation in Jacksonville, and the team is young. They're blossoming, and he's going to learn so much and be so much of a better football player up there. So he's blessed. I'm proud of Mason.
He sent me a pitch he took with Coach Jenkins. He went to that defensive line camp. You know, that seminar, they got about 80 defensive linemen all work with Pete Jenkins and a guy that Bobby knows pretty well, Henry Thomas. They work out in Dallas, and he was like, hey, Mike, I found the old man. I found Coach Jenkins here, and they worked together for 3 days. And Pete told me, Mike, I think somewhere down the line, Mason, all that talent and that physical ability is going to come together as one. And he said, I think he's real close to it now. And we saw the growth in Mason Smith this year.
Yep. Just got to stay humble and keep grinding. You know, put your best foot forward every day and attack the and be a football player. Attack the day like the greats do, you know. Learn from everybody you can learn from and be motivated. He got to stay motivated to stay at a high level and playing on the level that he is in the NFL, you know, because everybody wants to get there. And it's top-class athletes out there.
Chaz Preston will be the last one. I know you work with Chaz for a little bit, and he's also in the transfer portal. And I think Coach Summerall's kind of eyeing him up at Florida.
That's my bet, you know, Mike. I let these guys, you know, I don't really get into it. I like to be surprised when they announce it. But, you know, I done written down in my book that I think he's going to go to Florida. But he got a lot on the table, man. Shaz is a great athlete, too.
Turk, thanks so much for joining us. Man, you one of the great success stories on the Bayou. And, man, I appreciate everything you do for so many out there. And always a pleasure to have you on, my man. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate you and Bobby, Mike. It's a blessing.
All right, thank you.
That was Ernest Harvey Jr., runs Camp Moolah on the Bayou. And if you're a top athlete, guess who you go work out with? You go work out with Turk, man, because he gets you to the next level. I think he's got 5 or 6 NFL players from the Bayou that have played in the National Football League. And, Bobby, since maybe in your days, that was the last time that happened.
No, if you don't have the right training, you'd be lucky to have one. No, that all comes hand in hand. You got to have the physical ability, but you have to have the right training, the right mindset. And Ernest Harvey Jr. is one of those guys leading the way for him.
Thank you, Turk. Appreciate it.